This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Gabby's List.
If you're sleeping poorly like Hamish is, or you're having wild dreams like I am, here's a list of foods that may affect your dreams if they're eaten closely to bedtime.
Yeah, right.
It's really interesting, actually, because I'm pretty sure I've had a couple of these happen to me.
Okay.
Number one.
Spicy food.
Yeah.
So spicy food can actually alter your dreams, but can also increase your chances of remembering them due to the fact they usually cause indigestion. I had, like, spicy laksa last night.
Mm.
Had a dream that I was swimming with pigs.
Right. Okay.
Random.
Random, yes.
And I remembered it. True fact.
Number two.
Cheese or any other dairy products.
Heard of this one, yeah.
So it's the most frequent foods mentioned in causing both disturbing and bizarre dreams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anything like ice cream after dinner?
Yeah, right.
Bit of a glass of milk before bed?
Oh, I had some yogurt.
Well, there
dairy.
You go.
Mm.
Number three.
Baked goods. So the study that was done on this, 31% of participants had bad dreams if they had sweet baked goods before nodding off.
Wow.
So is that the baked goods fault or the sugar's fault?
I think it's probably a little bit of both, maybe. But that would be nice.
Maybe.
What a perfect way to go to bed with a Danish.
You don't want all the crumbs in the sheets, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Number four.
Chocolate. It's high in caffeine, obviously, so it disrupts your sleep patterns.
Yeah, of course.
Nothing about dreams, but you just can't get to sleep because you're buzzing.
But you're eating chocolate, so there's a win.
Number five.
Greasy takeout. The more greasy food you eat, the more likely you are to have nightmares.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Right. Didn't know that.
I know. Mm.
Number six.
And the final one, and this has never happened to me because it's apple cider vinegar.
No, I never tried it.
According to Spoon University, one spoonful of apple cider vinegar before you snooze can potentially result in some eerily realistic dreams.
Mm.
I smell that stuff.
Yeah.
And I run a mile.
I've never been anywhere near it. Don't wish to be.
You don't need to be.
No.
But when you look back at that, right, so spicy food, anything dairy,
yep.
Baked goods, chocolate or greasy takeout, that's pretty much my entire diet ruled out. In other words, I can't eat before I go to bed.
Yeah, you can't eat.
Ever.
Yeah. Because you nap at all times of the day.
No. Now listen, kids say.
This is the part of the show where I have a chat to my kids and find out what's going on in their lives and get their unique perspective on things because, you know, I guess it's the innocence of kids and whatever. They just make up their own set of rules.
Well, they're still discovering what the world is about. And so sometimes they're idea of what's going on is a little askew.
Yeah, and that's what makes it hilarious.
Yes.
So I was sitting on the couch with my son Sam, my six-year-old son Sammy, the other day, and we got to talking about exercise.
Of course.
Because he sees me when I'm training for Taekwondo and all that kind of stuff and doing push-ups and stuff, and his mum is very fit as well, so she does a lot of push-ups and all that kind of business. So, you know, we're talking about exercise and how much exercise you could actually do.
Mm.
And what happens if you do too much exercise?
Right, okay.
You know, that's important too. You don't want to overtrain.
Sure.
And this is what he came up with.
Why should you do exercise every day?
Because it gives you energy.
Energy for doing what?
For running, walking.
What happens if you do lots and lots of exercise?
You'll get more energy and go crazy.
Really? How long until you go crazy?
15 minutes.
So we should do less exercise.
Yep.
Who do you think is stronger, mummy or daddy?
Both.
No.
No, who really?
Mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah, he does. I think everybody knows.
That last bit is completely
true. Spot on.
Yeah,
spot on. So just remember, no more than 15 minutes worth of exercise each day.
Otherwise you get too much energy and go crazy.
Crazy, yeah.
Find that if I do more than 15 minutes of exercise, I lose energy.
Yes, well, that's true. That's true. So, you know, bits of that you could follow. Other bits, maybe not so much.
Yeah, maybe.
It's up to you.
At least he knows who's stronger in the family. That's the main point.
Oh, you didn't have to think too much about that at all. I failed to mention that whilst we were having our chat, my wife Robin had lifted us both up above her head.
On the couch while vacuuming.
Exactly.
I need to know an answer to a question this morning, and that is it too early to start getting ready for Christmas yet?
Yes.
Because we're still in September. I understand that. I've already written up my Christmas wish list. I've tried to figure out what I'm going to get my nieces and nephew for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I just bought my Christmas dress, which is very festive.
Yeah.
And I've ordered my Christmas tree because I want a real Christmas tree.
Yeah, right.
So you've got to order it nice and early because it needs to be delivered and then I need to set it up. And
when does it get delivered? Like the week before Christmas?
Or two weeks before Christmas.
Right, okay, yeah.
And then you've got a few weeks to enjoy it before it dies.
Yeah, of course.
Because I'm getting a real one. I have to have a real one. I need the smell of pine. Okay. Otherwise, it's not Christmas.
All right then. Okay, that fair enough. That's fair. My mum started doing real ones for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then went, you know what, it's just, you know.
It's pretty expensive.
But it's expensive.
Yeah,
so
and
then
messy.
Just planted a pine tree in a pot. And then for every year after that, as it grew, she just moved it into the lounge room.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to start
Put
doing
it on
that.
Wheels.
Maybe that's a good option.
It looks pretty lame to begin with because you've got like a seedling with tinsel on it. But then as it grows, it looks better. I think the pine tree is now a bit too big, but that's all right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, we've always had real trees ever since I was a kid, so it's just a tradition that I want to continue, but that sounds like a really good option. But that's not the question I want to ask this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
The question I want to ask is 13, 12, 16, when is it too early to start getting ready for Christmas? Is now too early?
I reckon get it all done in December. December kicks around, boom, you're straight
December
into
is way too late. All the trees, all the good trees are sold by then.
Yeah.
It'd be too late to get a Christmas dress shipped over from America.
Well,
it's too late to do Christmas shopping because the shops are too busy.
No.
So when's the perfect time to start getting ready for Christmas?
We've got Ray on the line. Ray, what do you think?
It's fine any time after the 1st of September.
Hey,
is that right?
1st of September.
Okay. I used to have a shop in Indooroopilly shopping town, and we used to start putting out our Christmas decorations on the 1st of September.
And what is that? Just something that the retail sector do, or is it, who made this law?
Well, I think it's just to maximise profits. But there's a lot of people out there shopping right now. I can tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
They like to get organised. You know, they like to get all their gifts together and know exactly where they're up to.
Yeah,
and I think it's a great idea. You know. Never too early.
I agree. And, you know, I love to be organised, and that's why I am getting everything started now. But not only that, I just love Christmas. It's such a fun time of year, so why would you not try to extend that joy?
Exactly. I know a lot of people that are excited about it already. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Gabby.
Yes.
Get ready now and get excited.
I'm not with either of you. I'm at the other end of the scale, a disorganized mess who's not quite as keen.
Hamish, I'm sure your children will change you.
Challenge accepted, they're saying, I'm sure.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.